وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، والله على كل شيء قدير. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with an opportunity of attending and being part of a group, inshallah. Just as we are here today together, it is also hope that we will do good things to such an extent that on the day of Qiyamah, once again, we will be united together. Allah in the Quran says, for example, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. For everything there is a standard. For everything we wish there is a standard. There is a way in which you wish your house is run. There is a way in which you accept and will want your car to function. That is why they have all these smog testing. Before you purchase your car, it must go through a series of tests. So when it comes out of the lot, it will not break down on you. And we appreciate these tests. Before getting into a school of your choice, you have to have a certain GPA, you have to pass certain board exams. That too is not enough. Before you graduate, you have to take exams again to ensure the safety of your certificate and safety of the degree and safety of yourself and safety of others. So for everything we have a standard. Yet when it comes to our deen, we tend to flip-flop. Allah will forgive. When I get older, when I start growing my beard, then I will go for Hajj. When I have grandchildren, then I will do this, that, that. We always use delaying tactics to achieve what Allah wants us to achieve now. When we want food from Allah, we want it now. When we want help from Allah, we want it now. When we want our du'as to be accepted, we want it now. When we have problems that we want to resolve, we want it now. The solution must take place. But when it comes time for us to give back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is always later. We are so confident in later that we seem to be of the impression that we would live forever and ever. And as we get older, we seem to think that because we have medical advances, we even toy with our brains by saying the standard of living has gotten older and older, therefore I can rest assured it doesn't matter if I don't do it now, because I will have tomorrow to do what I need to do with. When we look at the platinum standard, everything has a standard. You know, you go to a gym, they may have a silver standard, they may have a gold standard, they get a platinum card. And we are very proud to get the platinum card. And we will show it to our friends that we managed to get a platinum card when you only have a copper card. Even though you may only go to the gym once a year, but you got a platinum card. That's important to you. Because you can show it to people around that, you know, I may not be fit, but I have more chance of being fit than you are. And the gyms are very smart. They don't mind giving you all the fancy cards because they know, statistically, you'd be lucky if you can even use the copper level. So regarding the world, we want the best. Insurances, the best.
car or medical, and we are proud about it.
But when it comes to Iman and Islam and getting closer to Allah,
then it's a different issue. We don't even go for copper standard, we go for something below regular sand level. You can't even use that sand level to grow your plants. That's how low we will go on our standards over there.
Now come to the Sahaba. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ
وَالسَّابِقُونَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ They translated as forerunners. Those that were forward. But who is forward? Who is a forerunner? According to the scholars, also in Surah Waqiyah, السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ السُّورَةِ When Allah refers to a forerunner, Allah is talking about that individual that will be in the front line of everything that is good. Everything that is good. Now you can't do that in many masjids. Even if you come early, you can't go in front because some masjids have blocked out seating, you know. 10 spaces, 5 to the right of the imam, 5 to the left, all blocked out. So everybody else has to go elsewhere. And even if they want to come forward, they can't come forward because if you come forward, people will say, hey, you got very religious today, huh? When it comes to the fancy car, we can get the best. Fancy home, we can get the best. But, and then when people tell us you got a fancy home, fancy car, fancy this, fancy that, we love it. Wow, it shows we are modern, we are ahead of time. But if someone makes fun and says, hey, you're in the front line and you're getting religious, then we don't like that. We got our priorities all mixed up. And the ayah says, let's not shift focus. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ Oh, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ The forerunner, meaning the one that is on the platinum level, is the one when he's asked to give zakah, he or she goes first to give zakah. When it comes for salah, they're in the front row, as close to the imam as possible. When it comes to the distribution of meat, after they have sacrificed the animal, they are looking earnestly to find that poor person to give it to. But no, we have to give our meat, send our money here and there to ensure that the money will go into our family, so when we go back home, they respect us. Wow, he used to send this and she used to send that. Now we got... So Allah is saying, you got your reward in the world, you wanted your respect, you got the respect. So we want to be forerunners in that which we can manipulate. And the Sahaba were forerunners in that which they could give. So Allah is saying, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ أَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ That the Muhajir and the Ansar, they were your platinum standard. They would give. If their daughters needed to get married, somebody came by, they wouldn't make that person's life restrictive. 50 ounces this and 20 ounces that, and you have to do this and you have to do that. No. You were a good man, you had Iman, you went and performed Salah, you gave your charity. The good people said you were a good person, we did our investigation, now you go ahead and you find a spouse and you get married. You wanted money, people knew that you were a good person, that's it, you take it. When you can pay back, you pay back inshallah. And they will pay back in time. They will pay back in time back then, because when they took the loan, they will not say, okay, time to take the loan, it's sweet talk, but they say money is like magic. Once you give it to the other person, it disappears, it's gone. Back then money was not like magic. When they loaned it, and the one asking for it was sincere, genuine in what they were asking it for, and they were going to pay it back. And Allah helped them pay it back long before the due date. That's what the Ansar and the Muhajir were all about. So Allah says, اتَّبِعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ They used to do a lot of good. Now Allah could have just said, the Ansar and Mujahid did a lot of good, and you become like them. If Allah wanted to say that, it's sufficient, the ayah is pretty much complete. Thereafter Allah says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ Now this is where the platinum standard comes into existence. See, I can say you did good. You can say I did good. That means nothing.
But if I or you to each another say, you did good and I'm happy with the good you have done. Now there is something good. Your wife can put food and you can say, I mean, you can eat it and you can walk out. That's not important to her. But when you say, my love, my darling, whatever you call her, that the food was tasty, or I appreciate the effort. This was the best meal I had in a long time. Because she saw you eat it. She didn't see you waste it. She knows it went down your throat. She knows you're going to live for one extra day. Sometimes good for her, sometimes bad for her, I don't know. But she knows that food went down. But when you say, I'm happy with that food, now she knows, my husband is a wonderful man. But traditional people can't say they like the food. They can't say that. Because her head will get very big, and then she'll make one extra call, and it'll cost you more money. So that's a different game from a cultural point of view, as some men tell me. But Allah doesn't play that game. Allah says, you did the good thing, ittabi'u bi ihsan, and you followed all the good things you should be doing. So Allah says, radiyallah. Allah says, I'm happy with you. And because of their actions, they have also shown they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'addallahu lahum jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. Allah says, because they were forerunners in doing good, they hastened towards good at all times without any resistance in them. Allah says, that makes me very, very happy. You know, you can pay the rent, you can do all those wonderful things, but if you don't go that one extra step of acknowledgement, you would lose that employee. And we know that statistically. Many fathers, many mothers do a lot of good things with their children. I mean, you look at some of the children, they are well, healthy, educated, everything. But something causes that trigger to snap, and the child walks away, or the father walks away, or the mother walks away. Do research why that person walked away. It's not because they were starving. It's not because they were not clothed. One thing was lacking, appreciation. There are books and books written on appreciation and thankfulness. Allah in the Quran, in Kitab Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Don't be greedy. Be appreciative and I will give you. And you show a lack of appreciation. And Allah says, in essence, I will snap your jugular vein. In other words, you'll be living but like a dead man. Allah is saying, وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ. Because they were forerunners in good, because they appreciated Kitabullah, Kalamullah, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, I have prepared for them a Jannah, a beautiful paradise. Imagine Jannah. You know what Jannah is? Have you ever thought about it? Sitting in those special places, wishing to see the faces of Sahaba. I mean, we get excited. You know, the governor sent us a letter. We can go and have some dinner with him. And people are quite excited, those that will go. Imagine having lunch with Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Imagine saying to your daughter, that's Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. You want to have brunch with her, go and enjoy it. That is Jannah. أَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Have it in every state you want to have it in. You want to have it on water that has glass, while at the bottom you can see beautiful fish swimming. That's it, it's Jannah. You want to have it in a beautiful garden, that is Jannah. You want to have it in a garden where you can see leopard on one side, cheetahs on the other side, that is Jannah. Allah says, I will give it to you. But you have to be a forerunner. And Allah is saying, anyone can be a forerunner. Sahaba were forerunners because they chose to accept Allah Rasulullah. Allah is giving this example to us. Why? Not because he's saying only they could do it and you cannot. If that's what Allah wanted to say,
then he wouldn't have said radiyallahu anhum wa radu an wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri min tahti. He wouldn't have said all that. He would have said they were the forerunners and that's it. No, Allah says all this because he's saying to you and I, you can also do it as part of the ummah. Those doors are not closed. That door will remain open till iman is open, till you bring iman into your life, and till you wish to do more good deeds. With this, my brothers, how can you accomplish this? Allah says in the Quran, as we read in the beginning, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. You know, when our children read this, we get very happy. See, my child knows the last three ayah of Surah Baqarah. Lillahi, we even say, read, all the guests come, read, and the child reads, and one guest will give $1, and we say he's cheap, the other one give $5, and we get happy. More pakoras for that guest, or more desserts for that guest, and then the other guy comes and gives $10 to our child, then we even send now food with him to take home with him, because we are happy. Why are we happy? Because somebody gave something to our child. Why they gave something to our child? Because of the barakah of the Quran. Which barakah? Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Imagine, my brothers, just think for a moment. Your child read this one ayah. It made you so happy, and it made the guest so happy that your child already got $1, $5, and $10. Can you imagine if you understood the value of this phrase? What is lillah? You know that lamb is not a small lamb in the beginning. That lillah, that lamb in the beginning, that li, is not a small thing in Arabic language. What it is saying, for Allah and only for Allah. I mean, the English language cannot even do justice to it. For Allah and only for Allah. Ma fi samawat. That ma is whatever you see in the skies and beyond, whatever you see on the earth and beneath it, gold, silver, oil, treasures, platinum, name it, your rose bush, you know, the rose that you break off and hopefully you give to your wonderful family, whatever it is, everything is for Allah and Allah alone. Your walking is for Allah, so you don't just walk anyhow. Your wife, there is a responsibility towards her. Your husband, there is a responsibility towards him. Why? Because they belong to Allah. Your child, your parent, there is a responsibility towards them. Why? Because they belong to Allah. Your Quran, your translation, your hadith, there is a way in which to behave with it. Why? Because it belongs to Allah. How you talk, it belongs to Allah. How you reprimand, it belongs to Allah. That's what lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard means. When the Sahaba, had this phrase come to them, it continued. And with this we have to continue next week, but I'll talk a little bit more. Wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfu yuhasibkum bi Allah. Allah says, here, whatever we make apparent, whatever you make apparent, whatever you conceal, Allah is fully aware of it. Play your games, play with the books, change it for the tax man, you'll get away with it. Hopefully, you don't do that. But you can play the game. Allah says, with me, you cannot play me. I am fully aware of what you're doing. And I'm fully aware, sudurik, of what goes through your heart and yourself. So fool anyone you want, you can't fool Allah. When the Sahaba saw this ayah, they went pale. They ran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They dropped themselves, they started kneeling down and said, Ya Rasulullah, what is going on here? Our actions when we do wrong, yes, Allah will hold us accountable. But now, what even goes through our hearts, we're going to be accountable for that, Ya Rasulullah. You know, you text people between buddies. Nowadays, people are very smart. They don't text you directly. They have one buddy, having the other buddy text you. You send the answer this way, and the answer goes that way. We play all these games. Because maybe the imam will give one person one answer, the other one. We are full of games. We have our whole life. You know, from the time we start off when we were kids, we're playing Lego. We think even at 40, we should be playing Lego. That's the way, unfortunately, we have become. Allah says, you can't do that with me. And the Sahaba were shaken up. And I will end off with this and continue next week. When they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, actions will be taken to task. But what goes through our heart, that too? Now if the words of Allah were his words, he would have said, well, let me negotiate with my executive team. We'll make mashawra, we'll sit down and talk about it. No, he got angry. He got red in the face. Because there were other groups of people, sami'na wa asayna. They listen, but they don't follow. And Rasulullah said, I fear that if you don't be careful, in other words, you will become like that group. Allah said this, accept it. There is no need for you to argue about it. Absolutely, no need to argue about it. And while we continue next week on this topic, inshallah, if I don't forget, you know, my brothers and sisters, today there are some anti-rallies taking place in the United States. And people are very, very emotional about it. And sometimes, rightfully so, we have to protect our masjids, protect our children. Many mothers said, we're not going to send our children to school today. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, my brothers and sisters, from the outsider, I'm not surprised that he dislikes you and I or wants to do an anti-rally, whether it's near our masjids or homes or whatever it may be. But you know what upsets me most? Is me and you are anti-Islam and nobody does anything about it. Look at the conversations we have at home regarding inheritance. No, the son cannot get this, the daughter must get that, because we know, Allah knows why he made inheritance laws the way he did, but we want to change them. Allah knows why he said a simple wedding is good, but no, we have to change it. And not only we change our wedding system, we want to spend unnecessary money on it, then we want the bride to walk under the Quran. I mean, have you seen such absurdness? She is dressed up in a way that is sometimes against the Quran. Then we say the nikah is under the Quran. And then we wonder why our sons and daughters are not happy. The way in which we do our businesses, some of the shady dealings we do, play with this and play with that, whatever it may be. So the point here is, while there are anti-Muslim rallies taking place, we have to wonder how anti-Islam we are within ourselves. And you will notice, my brothers, how many 20 cities we saw earlier. Some say 20 say, some say 20 cities are having it, rally. So how many people are taking part in the rally? Maybe 10,000 at maximum, if you want to use the best figures. Okay, let's make it 20,000. But we are over 10 million in America. Can we with confidence say only 10,000 are violating Kalamullah? Can we with confidence say only 20,000 are against Allah from our own community? So it is something for us to reflect about, that while others are doing anti-Muslim rallies, how anti-Muslim are we as we continue our Friday? This is something we should reflect upon, inshallah. So may Allah SWT help us and reflect upon what we have discussed briefly here today. May Allah SWT make us, as we discussed in the beginning, forerunners, not only in worldly matters, but also in aspects of deen as well. May Allah SWT help us and guide us at all times.